From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, reportedly advanced slowly Tuesday on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts at salvaging a ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Washington is not abandoning the peace process.
We are not giving up on the Syrian people. We are not abandoning the pursuit of peace. We are not going to leave the multilateral field. We are going to continue to try to find a way forward in order to end this war. And we will do everything possible through the International Syria Support Group, through the United Nations, or even through smaller multilateral meetings in order to try to find a way forward.
He lashed out at Russia and Syria for pursuing what he called a military solution. Meanwhile, the Russian military said it's deploying air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus. Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov called on the U.S. to recognize almost all the Syrian opposition it supports is part of the al-Qaeda and Jabhat al-Nusra insurgency. South African police Tuesday fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades at student protesters in Johannesburg as authorities tried to reopen Wits University. It's been the scene of weeks of demonstrations over tuition fee hikes. Sharia Kale is a student protest leader.
We've been brutalized and we've been peaceful. And each time we try to maintain order and discipline. But at some point, something has got to show the kind of brutality and the kind of disorder that the police are trying to create.
Protesters insist the fee hikes force poorer, often black people, out of education. This is VOA News. A fierce late-season hurricane, the worst in a decade, battered the Caribbean nation of Haiti Tuesday with 200-plus kilometer-per-hour winds, torrential rainfall, and surging seas flooding coastal towns. Matthew, a Category 4 storm, tore through the island of Hispaniola, which includes the Dominican Republic. More than 100 centimeters of rainfall was expected. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for Matthew's wrath as it moves in a northwesterly direction slowly.
My stomach tells me that this one might be bad. But we live in hope and we trust that everything works out well for us.
Resident Andy Gill of the Bahamian capital Nassau, eastern Cuba, also bracing for Matthew. Hurricane watchers are already out for parts of Florida, with the storm expected to strike the U.S. East Coast later this week. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley ordered the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of residents from the coastline beginning Wednesday.
We will be starting evacuations tomorrow afternoon, so we ask that everybody start getting your things together that you have. Start contacting your family. Start thinking about where you're going to go and how you're going to go.
Some 1 million people may be affected. The governors of Florida and Georgia have also declared states of emergency. The UN is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen, considered one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien ended a three-day visit to Yemen and said Tuesday that 80% of the population is in need of some form of humanitarian aid.
So of the 40 million who are food insecure, 7 million do not know where the next meal is coming from.
Yemen is one of the Arab world's poorest countries, relying heavily on imports of food, and has suffered massive food shortages since the conflict there broke out. At least 3 civilians were killed, a dozen wounded in the Libyan city Benghazi Tuesday, after several rockets believed fired by Islamic State fighters detonated in the city's center. The area is near fighting between forces of Eastern Commander Field Marshal Khalifa Haftar and IS remnants. Zimbabwe's High Court Tuesday upheld a month-long police ban on protests in the capital to preserve peace. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti had challenged the ban in the court, insisting it violated individual rights. 3 American university professors won the Nobel Prize for Physics for their work on exotic states of matter, including F. Duncan Haldane.
Yeah, I feel very gratified to have played a part with my co-laureates in coming up with new ways of thinking in condensed matter physics.
His British-born colleagues are David Thulis and J. Michael Kosterlitz. They are credited for bringing forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. The International Monetary Fund says global growth remains weak and predicts that advanced economies will expand more slowly this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.